Welcome to the Golden Lady Podcast. It's me, the Golden Lady. Today I want to talk about change and how change is constructive. Change is constructive. A lot of times we have this mindset of we don't want to change as if it's a bad thing. If you're changing, going in a bad direction, then yes, it is. But understand that change can be quite constructive. Some of us are born into an environment where change is bad, or we're taught that change is bad. People say you've changed. You forgot where you came from. You think you're better than us. And as I've discussed before, that's just their insecurity. But change is how you grow. Change is how you improve yourself and become better. Why wouldn't you want to become better? Why wouldn't you want to change for the better? It's not a bad word. Some people have just made it into a bad word so you can feel bad about yourself and stay on the same level, on the same low level as they are. But don't let that happen to you. Fix your mind to know that whenever change comes about, it can be a challenge. But on the other side of change is a stronger you, because you've lived through it. You've gotten through it. Even if it wasn't successful, you've learned something and you keep going. So let's start looking at change as progress. Have you ever seen people, like, at one point in their life, they're in a particular place, and 10, 15, 20 years from now, you see them again and they're still in that same place? That's because they're stuck in that mindset that change is bad. And the thing is, change happens to everybody, but it's all about how we handle it when it comes. Some people will take it and they'll just let it, you know, they'll let it run their environment, or they'll let it run their decisions. And that's not how you learn from it. When change and challenge comes, face it. And yes, there will be times where it hurts and you don't know what to do. And everything just seems to be going downhill. Things such as loss of a loved one, loss of a job, or something sudden happens that you didn't plan for. And all those things are painful in a sense. But at the same time, you have to keep going and adjust to it. And when you adjust to it, you find a new way of dealing with the situation. And it may take you to your next level of life. It may take you to another place that's going to be a place for you to grow in. So no, change is not always bad. Let's shift that mindset and know that with change comes more opportunities. With change comes the type of results that you've dreamed about. But you have to accept it, and you have to work with it, and you have to work through it. Don't just think about it. Take action and work through the change. And the thing is, it may take 1 week, it may take 1 year. But of course, in this case, the bottom line is to don't give up. You can do it. Don't allow those negative people to talk you into staying in that same place and accepting being a victim, because that's all they're doing. They have that victim mindset and they don't know how to get out of it, or they're not in a nurturing or growth type of environment to make that perspective change and to move out of it and to see it in a different light. Just because you see people who are successful doesn't mean they haven't been through anything, like everything just happened to work out in their favor. No, they didn't give up. And they accepted the challenges and the obstacles, and they made it work for them. And that's what you have to do. Don't let anybody talk you out of your greatness. We all have greatness within us, but sometimes we listen to our peers and we listen to people around us, and when they have a defeated mindset, it can bring us down. That's why I always tell you, hey, get yourself in a different environment. If you can't do it with your physical environment, when you go on your device, your computer, your laptop, your cell phone, look at motivational blogs. Read positive social media. Take those people off of your timeline that are always preaching the negative things, because that's not helping you. Feed your mind with positive things, and you'll start to slowly begin to think that way automatically. And therefore, when change comes, you can handle it. You don't let it get you down. You don't let it beat you up. You adjust and you keep going. And that's all change is. But we let other people hold us back because we want to be accepted by everybody, or we want to be accepted by them in particular. And in order, when we come around, we want everybody to be like, hey, there's so-and-so. And you all sit down and start doing a bunch of nothing. Before you know it, you look up and years of your life have passed by. And you see other people who are making so much progress and they're growing in their life as they're getting older. But you got stuck with the same people in the same place doing the same thing with nothing to show for it. So read the positive books. Be constructive with your time. And don't never let change bring you down. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Golden Lady. And subscribe to The Golden Lady Podcast. Check me out on my website, thegoldenlady.com. That's GOALDEN. Thanks for listening. And as always, keep it moving.